Heather, she'd just gone through that. And James paid. And then I want you to think of the other areas in your life that you want to get rid of things, different rooms. Some of you have a sofa you don't like. Get rid of it. Some of you have an automobile that you can't stand. Get rid of it. You won't walk for long. Now, on page 70, I want to suggest that you stop and think of some of the ideas that you had locked into your mind when you started to listen to this. I want you to write them down, and on the opposite page, write down the new idea that now you accept as the truth. Make up your mind that you are going to create a vacuum by letting go of that old idea and accepting the new idea. You study that vacuum law of prosperity chapter and study it and study it and study it, and I guarantee you your life will be filled with beauty. Create a space for the good that you desire. I was talking to a manager of a sales operation. He was telling me he wanted more people working in his office. I said, "Do you have an empty desk?" And he said, "No." I said, "You haven't got any space for one." I said, "Create a space for one. Get the desk. Put the phone on it. Put everything there that you need." And I said, "Before long, there'll be somebody behind the desk. And if you doubt me, you try it. If you doubt me, you try it." Now, we're going to bring this thing in for a landing. But before we do, I want to suggest that you watch this at least once a day. You don't have to watch it all, just a little bit. But you know, the beautiful part about this is that I have been recognized around the world as having a lot of information on this one subject. And I get very well rewarded for sharing it. I really do. I don't meet many people that know more about this subject than I do. There are people around, but I don't meet many of them. And when you get to that point, your stock goes up. You know what always amazed me? I've never studied it very much. I've only studied it a little bit, but I studied it a little bit every day for 27, 28 years. And you'd be amazed just how fast it adds up. It's just like the $20 bill, Andy. 20 bucks today. In a short period of time, it's $1.5 million. Put to work properly. You put these tapes to work properly. Every day, just turn them on for a little bit. Turn some of the junk off that you're walking on that box. Most people watch the best of the worst. They just flip around until they get something they can tolerate. No. Use something that'll really stretch your mind. Well, here we are, coming to the end of the program. The end of the program is actually the beginning of the program. We've pointed out numerous times that repetition is one of the keys to success. As we went through the Born Rich program, John and I made a number of suggestions. We suggested that you make a commitment and you write your commitment out. Put it in writing. We suggested you make a number of affirmations, positive statements from yourself to yourself. I read one time where it said the mark of a superior performer is an individual that can give themselves a command and then follow it. We recommended that you write your goal out, that you relax on page 30 and redefine the goal. See yourself as the person you want to be. Now, number 8 cassette in your program is for you to fill in. You read number 8 cassette, the audio cassette, it says your own narration of your affirmations, commitments, and your goal. Now, do you see, the old conditioning or habit would cause you to just leave that there and not bother putting it on tape. But consider this. You take your voice, it's a voice you trust. Your mind is used to your voice. You write down your affirmations. You write out your commitment, and you write out your goal in the present tense and put as much feeling as you can as you record it. And you play this cassette every day. I want to suggest that you use this program of yours that you've invested in every day. Get your friends involved in it. Get your family involved in it. And you're going to find that your life will never be the same again. You can have the things you want, all of them, and you will have them by incorporating these messages into your life. Momentarily, I'm going to introduce you to an excellent idea that John and I conceived some time ago. And we will be bringing to your doorstep before too long. It's a magnificent set of books. It's called the Torchbearer Series. And you're going to find that they can help you along with this program. Review the program often. Complete the exercises. Wear it out. You'll be so far ahead. Now sit back, relax, and mentally come back into the seminar as we tie this all up.